The reports are ready. They have presented the report, the draft report, at the disaster committee earlier this week. But I wanted it to be put together as a one report, not having four regional reports. So that's what they have been doing, and I've given them until now today. So by today, I should have the report finalized and get the committee to sense on it, approve it. Yes, but I think the reports have been done, and I dispute the report on saying that they have not been ready. I think that's not right.
So, in essence, are you saying that the information that the international aid groups and local groups that required was given to them, even if we don't have that final report, as it were, in the form that you would want it to be?
No, we can't give the report unless it's really, you know, put together, because I want to see a better coordination. I think we talk about coordination here. We don't want donors to do whatever they want to do. We want to coordinate as all coordination through the national disaster. And hence, I would like to wait until this has been put together. But the reports are very clear on our short-term action plan, the costing, and what are the critical areas that we need to address now, the next 3 months, and, of course, for next year. So the reports are very precise and clear. I want that report to be done properly so that I can be able to talk to the donors, so that they can be able to help me where they can help me. So I think I built the statement made by the donor representative saying that we don't have the report, our reports are not ready. I don't think that's correct.
So in terms of the perhaps more important point that has been made about the organisation of aid distribution as it stands at the moment, are you satisfied that it's going as well as it could, that it is organised as well as it can be?
Yes, I want to say that the relief assistance has been coordinated properly, because we are coordinating the provincial administrations in each of the districts. Sorry, each of the provinces, a provincial administrator, and of course the provincial administrator coordinating with the province district administrations. You know, I want to make it a point very clear here that we have a system of government, and we cannot go outside of the system of government. Anything that we do we need to be strengthening the system of government. And I don't want donors to come in and tell us that they want to go and do it the way they think it's right. For me, as a government, I want to see that we follow the system of government, and let's strengthen that system, because the government system will be here and the donors will come and go. So I think that's a message I want to make it clear to the donors, that let's not try to bulldoze these things around. Let's follow the system of government we have. And I think we are doing that as a nation, and as a government, we are doing that. And I'm ensuring that our provincial administrators take on the responsibility, because the act of the disaster says that provincial administration have the disaster committee, and they must establish district disaster committees. And that's the system that I want to strengthen, because disaster will come. It's here to stay, and we cannot just do it on a head-off basis. We need to follow a system, and that system is our system of government. And how it is getting down there to the people is based on the provincial government and its administration. So I think let's not blame the national government, or let's not say government is not doing anything. The government has already done. We have responded positively, and we want to thank the government, because they have given us the money to do that, and we have already responded positively to deliver those relief supplies. And I believe it's going to the affected areas. And I don't know, you know, I may also say that, you know, there are also some disgruntled people on the ground. They can give information to suit their needs. And I think let's not just hear people's story. Let's be getting facts from the people on the ground.
So what do you say, therefore, when you talk about the system that is in place and the need to adhere to that system? What do you say to the point that's been raised by the opposition leader, Don Pollio, who's suggesting perhaps that part of this process is being politicised? I mean, he's even gone so far as to suggest that there could be instances of food for votes going on.
I, as a public servant, I am saying that, you know, we have no political agenda in this. We are doing it based on the reports of the drought, and there is no political agenda. Let me make that point very clear. We are delivering the supplies based on the reports that we get and verified by our team, our technical team. So the relief supplies are going to the affected areas, those critical affected areas. Let me also make it clear that it's not all the province. It's pockets of a district in a province. For instance, in Wabeg or Angkor province, there are two districts. I think it's Wapnamanda and Don Polia comes from Kandap. And I want to say here that, you know, the opposition leader has already put money in for the relief supplies, and that's what is part of the government, and he's done that, and you know we appreciate that. Every governor, every member of parliament, based on their district authorities, they are giving money to support the relief supplies. You know, we cannot all depend on the national government, because I think we are the same government in doing that. So we appreciate how other national MPs are doing, you know, supporting in terms of relief supplies. But our relief supplies are going to the critical ones, the ones that we assess and they are critically affected. Those are the relief supplies that are going.
So when aid groups and humanitarian groups say they would like to see aid distribution organised more effectively, and you're saying that the national government is doing its job and you're satisfied that the system is working, does that suggest that there is a breakdown perhaps at provincial level, which I think you may have hinted at? I mean, is that where the problem lies, that the aid is getting to the central points, as it were? It's getting it from there to the most needed areas that's the problem.
The aid is getting to a central point, which is the provincial government, you know, like, for instance, in Simbu, the aid get to the Simbu administration, and they dispatch that to their districts. For Simbu, they have, I think, four districts have been affected. In Western Highlands, it gets to Western Highlands, and then it is distributed to Tambul, that is one of the districts in the Western Highlands. And so as Engang, and of course, in Southern Highlands as well. So we are going through that, you know, the system of government, and I think I must, you know, confidently say that, you know, the provincial government and the district authorities or administration, district administrator, they are the ones who know those areas are critically affected, and they need to address and, you know, give those supplies to the people that are critically affected. If that is not happening, we cannot blame the national government. It's a system of government that we have, and we are following that through, because from the national government, we can't go down and, you know, do those things down there, because we don't have the capacity, for instance, you know. And as I said, we have to use the system of government to strengthen our government system.